the Brisbane delegation, the embassy, we already talked to Congress. What we've said to Congress is that you got it wrong. We said, let's not talk about this. Let's talk about not having 4,000 members. Let's talk about having 400 nations being members. Not individuals. But let's turn it around and let's, you want us to join Congress? Let's start talking about nations becoming members of Congress. So with this sort of debate, this sort of talk is the talk that we have to take out to these people. Otherwise, they're going to stand up there and they're going to do what they've been doing for so long. But I think we owe it to our kids to be able to be smarter than these fellas.
Yes.
And I think that's the branch that we've always got to work towards, that we become more inclusive and keep the things going. The other thing, I guess, that we let you know that we started off is that our experiment, I guess our experience with the embassies has been that, you know, we left the old Canberra embassy, a lot of us are guilty of it, me in particular, of leaving them out there like a shag on the rock for the last 15 years whilst I was worried about my kids and other things and taking on the bigger fights. You know, that's a crying shame. It's a crying shame, and I wear some of that shame, and a lot of other people do too. And I think it was brought home when we all went back down there on the 40th anniversary. But we've got a lot of resources, a lot of people with courage that we should be able to redirect things and energy. And one of those things that we found with the embassies is that if we get, sometimes we can get bogged down with the material, the actual fact or physical fact of we've got to be at the embassy to do it. Whether it's Brisbane, whether it's Canberra, whether it's Western Australia or anything. But it's the embassy, the physical part of the embassy, that's great. And it's what's needed. Don't get me wrong. But we've got to be able to grow. We've got to send your soldiers out there. We've got to send the things that it's the embassies grow all around the country. Grow all around the country. And not get caught up in, you know, the certain housekeeper, who's going to do the washing up, who's going to get the water, who's supplying the food. You know, there are things that happen all the time. But sometimes they can get cloud. Is putting on a corroboree on a Sunday night or a Sunday where all the tribes in that area come in and reaffirm themselves with that fire and that ceremony. Some people may take that as not practicing your sovereignty. Is defending that fire against a mob of coppers that want to come into that fire, is that not practicing your sovereign rights? And sometimes it can get muddled up. So I'm saying there's got to be a lot of work, a lot of structure, a lot of thought, and a real lot of planning